can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Glad to have you all by here. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program this afternoon, as I always am, Watching for Jesus. And welcome. Well, family, I'm going to finish up talking today about this war in heaven that's coming this way and explain to you what that's about. I started yesterday. I'm going to finish it today, this afternoon. Also, we're going to talk about some of the news and what's behind the news. And then we're going to speak about the Wesak legend. Family, I want to expose this Wesak. People have to understand what this is all about. This Wesak festival is nothing like you can imagine, family. It's nothing like you can imagine. It's like Bohemian Grove on steroids. It's kept secret. It's kept quiet. Even though it's publicized, and they have it on the internet and all that. Nobody talks about it. They don't tell you what it's really all about. You see, it's nothing what they want you to know about. It's all covered over like an old moldy cake that's got icing on it. But inside, the moldy cake is ugly, wormy, and total evil, this Wesak festival. W-E-S-A-K. Don't let the word festival fool you. I'm going to talk about the trap that the veterans are going to fall into shortly. It's another trap that is proven out to be working out like they want it. To identify in 1 May, those that marched in D.C., they got your names, they got your numbers, they got the faces, recognition software. And then they also, that's what Clive Bundy was for. He's Illuminati. Of that, there's no question. America's wake up. Learn who the Illuminati is. Don't take a lot of time to do it, but start getting an idea about them. But you're going to hear that the Illuminati has been defeated. There's going to be arrest of bankers and all this such nonsense. If they arrest any bankers, it's only because they're throwaways. It's kind of like the Nuremberg trials. Man, you got to be kidding me. They had the Nuremberg trials for nothing. Because we brought over 10,000 Nazis from Germany into America as ordered by the Vatican because they're Roman Catholic. Absolutely. You see, you understand what I'm saying here. The communists stayed over on the other side of the ocean for the time being in the 1940s. And in that 45, 46, we brought over Hitler and about 9,999 other Nazis after they massacred millions of Jews at the chambers. You know, the heating, the furnaces, I have found out the furnaces and doing research, this goes back to the Vatican in 1800s during part of the Inquisition. Yes, buddy, they did. Yes, they did. Absolutely. 50 to 68 million people massacred by the Roman Catholic Church between 1200 and 1800 A.D. Now, y'all, people can run from that if they want to. They can hide. They can close off the radio. But they can't change the facts. So simply, in the 1800s, while some Protestant ministers were pretending to be Protestant and still working with the Vatican, in the 1800s, they were still executing Christians in furnaces, lured them into the furnaces and closed the top and roasted them. Let's just get down to it. And so this idea was passed on to Hitler. So everybody says, well, 6 million Jews, that's not, you know, this didn't happen. And this is after all the World War II veterans are gone, see. They went to the World War II veterans have already died out or unable to verify it, but the pictures are irrefutable. Holocaust did happen. Satan's been trying to do a Holocaust to the Jews since the day Jews became Abraham was the first one. Satan's been trying to kill them off ever since. He even tried to kill the Savior, didn't he? Nothing stopped. Now, the Jews in Israel today is not the real Jews. That's a fake Israel. But God's used that evil to set up the coming of the Messiah. He set up the Psalms 83, partially fulfilled by the establishment of Israel in 1967. His fulfillment, partial fulfillment of Psalms 83. Partial. I'm going to make sure you know that. Not fully yet. Holocaust did happen. So they're trying to say no at this point because they want to switch the anti-Semitic tool to now reflect against the Jews, say, oh, they lied, when the Vatican was the one to set it up anyway. So let me ask you something. In one concentration camp, ran by the Jesuits, ran by the Roman Catholic Church, one of the administrators was Bishop Stefanich. In 1941-43 time frame of World War II, there's a concentration camp called Jasenovac. J-A-S-E-N-O-V-I-C. One concentration camp. One. The Ustasha, U-S-T-A-S-H-A, Roman Catholic troops, Ustasha, a little separate from the SS, although they worked together. Oh, this is documented fact. Murdered, killed, horrifically, horribly, tortured, killed 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians. 60,000 Jews. 60,000. Hey. And 26,000 gypsies in one concentration camp. So you think that in a period of 5, 6, 7 years or so of, how long was it, 1939, 41, whatever it started, to 1945 is 6 million? And is all those concentration camps in Evans? When the Vatican burn people alive in the 1800s while they're negotiating with Protestant ministers from America. At the same time, ordering the death of Hiroshima and Nagasaki because that was an order given to Truman by the Vatican. As the Japanese were surrendering, how come the Vatican say, oh, Truman, stop? Because the Vatican controls America. They did at that point. We're nothing but a colony of England today, even. Family, the history books are totally wrong. You see? But here's the part about it. Of course, that was in Croatia, that Jasanovic. Is it now, what I'm telling you now, is what your controlled opposition, alternative news and radio and all that, are telling you. They're showing you, telling you the same things I'm telling you right now. They want you to hear about all this about your government. You see, and how bad it is. And they're bringing all that. Isn't that amazing? All of a sudden, it just, we have a tyrannical government. What happened to Nazism and fascism and communism and Islam and all these other enemies? Now it's like each other. Even white man against white man. And black man against white man. And white man against black man. And men against women. Women against men. And, oh, you know, Willie Lynch did his job in 1712, didn't he? He knew what he was doing when he come down and set up slavery as ordered or paid by the Rothschilds in 1712 in the South. What the whites didn't know, though, they're going to use the same planning process to enslave the whites, too. Except the whites didn't find out till later. Don't like it, do you, white boy? No, you don't like being slaves. Tyrannical government, we live in a tyrannical government. Since when has that been news? We've been living in one since the 1700s, controlled by the Vatican, all along. And now you come, now you don't like it, do you? No, the blacks have been subjugated since 1711 to 1960. They've been slaves. Come on now. Y'all better wake up. And white boy, you got some repenting to do. And the blacks, you got a lot of forgiving to do. Y'all got to get together. And the Hispanics, man, we took over, the Indians and the Mexicans out of their land in 1492. No wonder they're ticked off. Family, if people would get together like Martin Luther King tried to get people to do, you might delay this New World Order for a while. So you white folk, you better get with it and start making repentance against the slavery this so-called Bible Belt produced. I told you this already. So you white folk got some repenting to do, and you black folk got some forgiving to do. You better get with it because time's short. You see? And you got time. You got time to get together. But alas, they've got you divided. Jesus Christ is coming back. That you can count on. And there's no stopping him. The only reason there's delay, from our perspective, is because he wishes that none should perish and ever have everlasting life. And all should have everlasting life. So the more time extended for this new world order, because once it starts, that 7 years is moving right along. Right straight to Armageddon. And there's no stopping it. There's no saying the first 3 years, well, you know, things are going better, let's extend it now. No. When that first seal is opened, there is no stopping it. That 7 years of tribulation is coming. And once that first seal is broken, the Antichrist has been introduced. The man of sin has been revealed, and the falling away begins. It's like a woman saying to her husband after the wedding night, some weeks later, darling, he says, what, honey? She says, honey, I'm pregnant. Well, he's not going to say how that happened, is he? He's going to say, whoopee. And she's going, Martha, going to say, whoopee. Well, there's no stopping that baby. 9 months, that baby's coming out. Same thing with the first seal. 7 years later. No one knows the day or the hour. When that new mother says, honey, I'm pregnant, and you know it's 9 months, it's 6 months, the doctors say you got 3 months to go, and at 8 months, you got, well, 1 month, probably. You don't know what? You don't know the day or the hour, but you know just about the month. but you're not going to know the day of the hour. It's pretty much proven. And then the wrath of God is when the water breaks, you know it's a coming. Wherever you are, that baby don't say, well, I'll just wait till you get to the hospital. It don't work that way. You see, it don't work that way. Well, the same timing is for the end times events. As a matter of fact, it's compared to a woman in childbirth and travail in the Bible about the coming end times. It's also compared to that. That the contractions get more and more. The closer you get to that time, the contractions are less. The time between the contractions are less and less till there's one big contraction, man. And that baby's coming out. That's the birth of the new life, the thousand-year millennium reign of peace, real peace under a one-world government, but benevolent, ran by Jesus in Jerusalem. That begins a thousand years. But we're ways, ways off from that. We're ways off from Armageddon. It don't make a lick of difference who the preacher is. Don't matter. When they're talking about Armageddon with this Ukraine, that's a big bunch of baloney. It's embarrassing, it's pathetic, and it's criminal to fool people like this. Because they tried this on you all December 31st, 1999, when Alex Jones started that broadcasting about how Putin was launching attacks and Hines are shooting down everywhere and blah, blah, blah. And then I got the whole tape on it. I can't get over that. I just really can't. And nuclear facilities were closing down, and boy, when they close down the facility, it takes a lot to get back. All this other kind of drama reminds me of the War of the Worlds broadcast in December, in October 31st, 1938. Orson Welles, there was no landing of Martians, right? That was a Rockefeller-funded program. Do you know that? Through Princeton University. Orson Welles didn't write it. He just read the script written by the same script writer that wrote The Wizard of Oz through Princeton University, psychological warfare experiment to see if people would believe that there was a extraterrestrial landing. That was the purpose of it. Wait a minute. Why would the one named Jones, why would he do the same thing with the World War III scenario that never happened, because I was in Kosovo, October 99 to May 2004. I very seldom left. I lived there. Well, I didn't even have a home over here. My home was in Kosovo. I had no ties to America at all, except passport, I guess. I seldom came back to the United States. I was gone almost 10 years. After that was a year in Congo, the State Department project manager. But I wasn't here, but I heard the video, and I know over there was no, absolutely no even talk, not even a whimper about Putin launching any kind of attack of any kind, any nature, any way, no how. So that was a total, out-and-out, total lie. So I always wondered why. Now I'm starting to think about this. Now I've told you, even today, would that be an experiment to see what Americans would do if they heard it on the radio, what they'd actually do? If they did react, what would have happened? Was that a test? I wasn't here, so I don't know what the papers were saying or if that was an anomaly, but I've heard the video, the audio. I've got a copy of it. Interesting. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Whoa. Been talking here for a while already, and then we're going to get into the program. And yeah, I'm a tad bit controversial, and I'm a lone wolf pretty much, with the exception of some friends that send me articles and we talk. I check my analysis out. I don't think I know it all by no stretch of imagination, but I do research. I give you what facts I know, and I move on. Nobody controls me. I never sign even petitions, actually. I don't get involved in any groups, movements, or anything. I don't know who's really running them, so I don't get involved with it. All I do is preach the gospel. I improvise what I don't know. Thank God I never went to any theological school of theology. I wouldn't now if they paid me to go. They'd stick it, because I wouldn't last long anyway. But most of them are humanists, Marxists, and a bunch of liars passing off wrong Bibles. The King James Bible is the only true word of God. And boy, they're really trying to pass off that new King James, that New American Standard Bible, the ESV, the NIV, and all the other trash. But the King James, the only true word of God. And that's irrefutable. You won't find any evidence to say otherwise. There is none. Well, you got to read the original. There is no original. Preacher, go back to school. Because there are no originals. They've been destroyed long, long time ago. But you have perfect copies of copies out of Antioch to the Alps throughout the Dark Ages. Held there until King James comes king. Erasmus, Tyndall, Wycliffe, they worked with translating into English what they had, but it was all corrupt anyway. Missing verses, missing documents. But at least they tried, so much so that the Vatican imprisoned Erasmus and murdered Wycliffe and Tyndall. Don't you find it amazing that Martin Luther, who started the Reformation, is just excommunicated? Could it be that he's working with the Vatican to create that dialectic of Protestantism to find out who's going to revolt and to get them to move from Europe into the new world called North America? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And to justify the formation of the Borgia formed, paid for Jesuits so they could murder as they've been murdering since then until now. About that. They didn't start murdering openly till about 1800s. Then they did it covertly using wars that they started. And the Illuminati using them, telling them what to do. That's what really is going on today. All your kings and queens are evil. Every single one of these kings and queens are part of a bloodline that's beyond your imagination of evil intent. You can't even fathom. Notice how they grin. They grit their teeth. Notice how Cheney grins. He's got that lip that goes up. Total evil there. Cheney, Bush, Dole, Romney. They're all cousins of the same Merovingian bloodline. Hitler, Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, Churchill are all cousins. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin. Is that sick or what? His three sisters, Prince Philip, married to three Nazis. Family, this conspiracy is controlled by a genetic family bloodline that spread its tentacles throughout the world. It's not Jewish. There's Jews involved. That's the tribe of Dan. There's Italians involved, and they ain't Jew. There's Irish that controls the finances. Not the Jews, the Irish through Knights Templar. The Grey Pope controls the White Pope and the Black Pope. The Grey Pope is a connection, Orsini, to the Illuminati. That's how it really works. And there's probably some areas deeper that I don't even know about. Sinclairs and all these guys, they're kind of obscure, but they're there. Antichrist out of Czechoslovakia, being hid out, a very martial guy, big, good-looking, straight-laced, laying his groundwork till he comes out in public. The man of sin to be revealed after the next worldwide chaotic event, whatever it might be. That'll be your first seal. Hadn't happened yet. Let's dedicate the broadcast. I like to start off kind of slow at first, you know. Kind of get warmed up a little bit, so I just kind of tippy toe around the first 20 minutes. Do you believe that? Lord, we come together today in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We come before you, Lord, asking you humbly, Lord, to give us wisdom, discernment today, to guide us along, to humble our hearts, open up our minds, our hearts, our soul, our spirit, that we can receive your word. Father, we lay before you our sins. We confess our sins before you, Lord. And Father, in our private closet, we name them specifically. Lord, we call upon you to remind us of those sins that we don't remember, that we can clear the slate. Father, we pray for our loved ones. We pray, Father, for ways that we can help, ways that we can support. Father, to give us patience, discernment, wisdom to see the things we have to do that's right. Give us the courage to stand up to the evil that's going on today and to say the right words, to say the right scriptures, counsel in the right way, and Father, to give us ourselves counsel when we have questions, that when we get off track. We pray, Father, for our veterans that's returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. To Lord, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Those, Father, you've elected, that the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts. They'll seek your guidance. They'll seek your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, to silence those voices in their heads that's caused by this technology and by these drugs that they're being given. Father, these drugs, they don't understand about the antidepressants and the psychotropic drugs and all that, how it really messes up their bodies, Lord, that they don't know this when they come over here, that they're being targeted even by their own hierarchy. Lord, to set up this one world government in America. And the same for the other countries, Lord, that they're being targeted as well by a ruthless conspiracy, a ruthless genetic group of hybrids that control this world, that, Lord, that you'll expose them who and what they are. We pray against, Father, this Wesak festival, that, Lord, you bring weather upon it. You bring confusion within the festival. You close down the portals they open, and you expose the fallen angels for who they are and take away their sacrifices. That be your will, Lord. But I know that we're pulling away as a country. The world is pulling away. It becomes increasingly difficult to receive the blessings when we pull away, Lord. But we need that awareness, that humbleness, and for those with courage to speak out against this evil, to set up divine appointments that we, Father, we can follow up on to witness to others or influence others in order to keep us strong. We pray for the children that's being identified, being picked up, being abducted by these agencies, Lord, to be used for sacrifices. Father, we plead, we pray, Lord, that some can be released. That, Lord, that one of those that's not, that, Father, you'll bring them to your bosom. To bless their families, Father, to give them comfort in the time of their need. Father, for these disasters that's been happening, we also pray for using these disasters for your glory. That, Father, through these disasters caused by Satan, that, Lord, that you'll find a way that divine appointments can bring others to Jesus in these times of need. Father, we pray for these pastors and preachers and rabbis and preachers, priests, Lord, that out of these groups that they'll have the courage to speak up about the truth and the true word of God. But Lord, we've been hampered by the witchcraft that's around us. We know, Lord, that is the priority of what this world is focused on, unfortunately. And Lord, that's why we pray against this witchcraft, against this Wesak festival, against these fallen angels, these demonic entities that have come in masquerading. And Father, that's why we plead and we pray that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, over myself today and our families and everything that belongs to us. Lord, hear their prayers. I ask for giant warrior angels, Lord, to be loosed from heaven and those to surround and protect us. As your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around these witches. All these witches and the warlocks and wizards and Satanists and all the like. And to break the power of all curses, the hexes, the vexes, the spells, the charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, the jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up. And everything else being sent in my way, our family members' ways, and those listening, Father, and return it and the demons to the senders, and right now, back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls, that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they too may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray on that belt of truth, that you're our wisdom and our counselor. We thank you, Lord, for showing us the truth about ourselves through the breastplate of righteousness, for giving us and filling us with your righteous life, and showing us the way to go through your Bible and through your inspiration of the Holy Spirit. To put on those sandals of peace, Lord, that will also help others to find the same peace. And those sandals that gives us the peace by trusting and following you. And the shield of faith, for helping have faith in you. And choose to count on everything that you've shown us about yourself. And everything you've promised in your word. And to put on the helmet of salvation, for promising us salvation, both for today's battles and all for eternity. Into our hand, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Almighty Word of God. And that's through the King James Bible. Lord, we're having troubles with that now, that there's many lies being told about these false, corrupted Bibles. And it's becoming more and more frequent. The Father, that somehow to exalt the King James Bible and have major leaders to have a change of heart and to turn away from the Illuminati, turn away from these committees, turn away from the Council of Churches, and start preaching the true word from the King James, and expose all others. That's why, Father, we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I guess my broadcasts aren't easy listening, but I can't help that. I'm not here to placate. I'm not here to dance around the campfire with marshmallows. I say what I say. I have evidence for everything I say. I have studies for everything I talk about. And all I'm here is to pass the word that I've learned. And then you've got to do your own. There is coming, as I've said before. Now, I do go deep into their world. But I call it kind of like spelunking. You know spelunking? Cave searching and all that. What do you do when you go spelunking? Well, if you're not really sure where you're at, you tie a rope on a big tree. You know, and the rope runs out, you better go back to the entrance of the cave and get out of there when you run out of rope. That way you don't get lost. Well, I keep the Holy Spirit close to me when I go in their witchcraft and their Illuminati studies and all that to make sure I don't get lost in their caverns. You have to do that. If that's where you're going. I'm not afraid of them. But I don't go so far that I get caught up into their evil. And their, because you can read their books. And they are possessed. They are cursed. Like the Harry Potter. There is no question about that whatsoever. The CD games. The TV. The movies. John Todd confirms that with songs. Zodiac Records. In fact, John Todd confirms. And he's not the only one. That when they do a record cut back in the day, 45, you know, back in those days. yeah, that's telling, isn't it? Back in the 70s, back in the 60s, when it did the little records going around in a circle on that turntable. So you can imagine what they do with the CDs, DVDs. The first cut, say for example, Elvis, which he turned out to be Hindu. Oh, he sure did. That's why all the trouble he had. He was involved in the Illuminati, as was the Beatles and so forth. That was the start of Tavistock, changing our music, and the music is frequencies. The music is frequencies, opens up both sides of the brain. The music comes in, opens up the brain, makes the way, and here comes the words. And the words changes DNA. The words changes ideas. The words change cultures. That was what Tavistock set up all along. And literally, the singers, the dancers, songwriters involved, in fact, they had to sign a contract to Lucifer. Whether they believed in Lucifer or not didn't matter. If they didn't believe in Lucifer, it's a lot easier to have them sign it because they didn't believe in him. Oh, yeah, I'll sign it. I don't care. They had no idea what they were signing. This is all bona fide. This is all proven out. It's all true. All of them, family. If they're a Freemason, they've already done it anyway. You Freemasons, you better understand what you're dealing with. I don't expose and go after and all this about Freemasons. I'm doing it because to warn them of the evil that's the highest level that they're not telling you about. Well, they'd take the first cut of the record back in the 70s. It's a big, big one. The first cut, the first album, whatever it was. And they would take it to a large temple room, like a gym floor. Had a number of witches and Wiccans and covens that would do ceremonies over it. And invoke demons into that darn record. Now, whether you believe it or not, I can't help that. In fact, that's what they did. As a matter of fact, your Pentagon has classified projects involving Wicca, witchcraft. They can synthesize demonic activity using ELF transmissions and frequency vibrations. Well, they would invoke demons to that major cut of that album or record. And then, wherever that record was played after the millions of copies were made or whatever it was, demons would follow those records. Now, does that sound crazy or what? But John Todd confirms it. And the fact that a lot of these songwriters, music, dancers, actresses, and so forth, signed their name in blood to Lucifer, that kind of seals it. Some of them freak out about the age 27 to 32, and they have to go back for reprogramming. Some of them don't make it. They die. Satan can have one of them coming out and telling the truth or to lose that soul that they have signed over. They tell them, oh, don't worry about it, sign it. If you do a good deed or two, three good deeds, it nullifies the contract. They're lying to them. Once they sign their name over, God stepped away from you. Satan takes over. When they leave, Satan don't want them to take a chance of becoming born again, so he stays with them. And the demons to keep control of them. That's what goes on behind the scenes. All actresses and actors. That's why you find out there's one-hit wonders. They get one hit. They don't want to sign that contract. They quit. Oh, yeah. That's the reason. Family, this is the routine. This is not sporadic. This is not just here and there. This is routine. In other words, in Star Wars, back in the 70s, you could not get a part in that movie program or the script of any kind unless you were a Wicca or warlock or signed to Lucifer or become a Freemason. You would not be able to get a part in that movie. It's that significant. That's heavy. It's also very true. Now, I wasn't going to talk about that today. Ended up doing it anyway. That's sometimes how it goes. But this is how the entertainment industry has been controlled all along. And it's behind the scenes. It's always been this way. We just didn't know it. And then you start seeing it up close and personal. For example, Jack Black and Music Awards. Man, there was no holding back on this one. None whatsoever.
Good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and, of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now, listen. Since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal, 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 metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just want to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
You see, family, when you watch that, you can find it. Look for it. Jack Black, Link It Up to Hell to Satan. On TV, they did it. Of course, now you know they're trying to do a black mass in Harvard. They got kicked off the campus, but at least they tried. They wanted to see how far they'd get with it. That was a couple days ago. Now... When you watch this flick in that part, you see them scan the crowd, you see some very, very uncomfortable participants. Some of them go along with it, no problem. Others are very uncomfortable. You can watch and see their eyes. That's the Holy Spirit working. They know they're in the wrong because the Holy Spirit is working on them. They know when Satan wants that worship, that their spirit is fighting against it. So they're kind of confused. Family, it's serious. Very serious. And they kill themselves. If they want to advance and they're really into it, somebody in their family has to die. And they'll advance. Or they can give their life in suicide to advance one of their own family members. The Wicca have to give up something to get something else back in return. This is the underlining part of the witchcraft that pervades in Hollywood. It is the rule. It's not sporadic. It's the rule, not exception. Look up John Todd and his speech about rock and roll. Now, how much do you think TV controls the American public? That should draw a smile to your face because, like, well, are you kidding me? Totally. And that's completely correct. It started when the husbands were out working back in the 40s and 50s and the wife was filling her role as homemaker. And the Illuminati says, okay, we're getting ready for the 1950s and 60s. Let's start mind control of the wife who's sitting home. Being the mother. That's how God had it. Except it's all backwards now. The husband became abusive. The wife became the feminist, which was funded by the Rockefellers, by the way. I'm going to talk about that before the week's up. I'm going to talk about feminism in detail. And it said, okay, So the wife is the homemaker, the comforter, the teacher, while the husband's out working. That's the nuclear family structure, which today is like, what? Did they really do that back then? You know? Yeah, they needed that to fight wars, to format the teaching, the training, the sovereignty, patriotism, all that sort of thing. They needed that to fight the wars, to galvanize America, to protect your family. You must all come together and fight Jesuit planned wars by the right wing or the left wing. They all worked together. You see how it worked? It worked perfectly. Going back to World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam. So the roles have been switched. This was planned out meticulously. So the entertainment business said, aha, she's at home, so let's put on soap operas. And that's what they did. To educate. To deceive. To fantasize. And boy, it worked wonderful for them. Then they say, now let's get the woman out of the home. Let's reduce jobs. Other ways to get them both working. And that way we have the kids at school and we'll train them like we won't. That's exactly what they did. No, that's exactly what they're doing. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, said that every school in America, every public school, is a school of humanism. Unquote. I've memorized it by now. Family, this is so structured, it would blow you away. Unbelievable structured. Europe is no different. But America, you're in a prison cell. Don't even know it. We always have been. Now they're exposing it to you, so they want you to see how much you're going to fight back. That way it justifies martial law. Family, they lose no matter what they do. Because Jesus Christ is a creator. He is God incarnated in human flesh. He is coming back. When? Don't know when. Nobody knows when. Why worry about it? What worry about is that you take him as your savior. If you haven't, that's where you better start worrying. When you have, it don't make a lick of difference about FEMA camp here, guillotine there, or whatever they got, GMO foods or whatever. And all the people do is complain about it. They don't do anything about it anyway. What does a moth do when it sees a light, a fire, goes right into it? So we're attracted instead of just flying away from it. The moth goes into the flame and just dies. So we go into the fear, but nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's telling you what to do. It's called spiritual warfare. It's called exposing. Well, Tom, you can't judge other people. Oh, please. It's not judging. It's correcting, rebuking, and exposing. And then telling you what they're up to and what they're going to do and then how to solve it. People ain't doing that. They're just telling you all the evil and they're telling you all the ugly, but not telling you how to deal with it. And that frosts my ears. Anyway, family, it's about spiritual warfare. It's about getting together and stopping a bill. It's about denouncing Freemasonry. It's about taking Jesus as Savior. It's about praying. Oh, I said for 5 years that the Tea Party, for example, was formed by the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is the Illuminati under the Illuminati Council of Foreign Relations. Your right wingers, who? LaHaye, Chuck Missler, Palin, Oliver North, Pat Robinson, all your right wingers, they planned the wars. They're part of a new world order. A lot of them are Knights of Malta. Right-wingers, left-wingers are your Democrats. They plan the socialist, Marxist agenda. They work together, right-wing, left-wing, work together. Martin Luther King knew this. Well, it's happening. I told y'all that this Tea Party thing is to identify those that's going to be rebellious. Oh, the ones that go there, they mean well, but it's the organizers that I'm talking about. It's for a reason. To divide. Well, right now, the Tea Party is dividing. just like they planned. So now the Tea Party is divided in voting or whatever, and a political agenda, and they're doing this on purpose. So now even the Tea Party is separated from those that's apathetic. Now they're dividing the Tea Party up against each other. That's how they work. What a hoot is that? Everybody just goes right along with it, man. It drives me crazy. And the article, and write it down, look it up, and the Tea Party has its own civil war, unquote. There it is. You have been infiltrated, Tea Party. When you go to those meetings, just like the vets go to these meetings, marches, they're picking you all out and picking you apart. One known success by the American people, when they stopped that Yahoo, Governor Perry, from making mandatory the HPV vaccine for Texas a couple years ago, the citizens of Texas succeeded in stopping that heresy from that heretic of making the HPV vaccine, which is designed to sterilize your children, stopped it from making it mandatory. Just like same-sex marriage, if it had made it mandatory, the state of Texas passed it and then started making it mandatory that young girls, and it was going to be young boys, to get the HPV vaccine, which is designed to sterilize your children. That's the purpose of it. I know that West Virginia, I know that Maine, and there's a couple other states ready to jump on it, just like same-sex marriage. And you'd had 15, 20 states jumping on it. And before you know it, it was made mandatory by law nationwide that they get that HPV vaccine before they're 15 years old. You see. But y'all stopped it. You delayed it. Congratulations. But these leaders like Palin, Perry, Brewer, all the rest of them, most of them Eastern Stars, Freemasons, or Luciferian, every doggone one of them, or working for the Illuminati or the secret societies. Teachers are controlled by the Freemasonry. So are the police departments. You police officers that are not Freemasons, you better watch your back. They're coming after you. You don't know that yet, but they're going to replace all cops in this North American Union with felons that's been trained in prison, over 185,000 plus. Will take the place called the American Police Force, or some name of that sort. A trial test was hard in Montana a couple years ago, the American Police Force. The logo was the Serbian coat of arms. That's a problem. Everybody, I bet you all forgot about that, haven't you? I haven't. I know that was a trial test. So the felons, that's going to be released. And they're already doing it. ICE document details 36,000 criminal alien releases in 2013. I told y'all, doggone it, ICE released murder, sexual assault, kidnapping convicts in 2013. Family, I can't get no clearer than that. Deportation decreases 2014. Oh, wait a minute here now. Hold on a second. That don't sound right now, does it? Don't that sound a little ugly? Deportation decreases, and they release felons that are alien in America? And is nobody putting this together? Good gosh almighty. Man, you strategist and you're political analyst. Man, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. And you New Agers out there, your motto, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Do you understand what you've just done? When they release these felons out there, and they're going to do it, and they're going to stop the death penalty. When they do this, and they will, they've already started doing it. There it is. Yeah, you know? And California has plans to release 50,000 felons. 50,000! A couple years ago, Schwarzenegger, that Nazi, like Ventura. They're all Freemasons. They're all actors, and they're all political affiliated now. Reagan, he's just another one, just like the rest of them. How they lie like that, it just drives me, it's unbelievable how they can lie and fool people. It's like being hypnotized. And these people are totally evil. They use the acting as their end for publicity and to be known. And so people vote for the acting they did when it's not the real them. You're voting for how they are on the TV, not the real them. Oh, man. Well, they've reduced deportation, increased the number of felons released. They're going to make marijuana legal. And when they do that, they're going to release those that's in prison, put in there for marijuana under 10 years. They've already started that. And so all they'll do is falsify the documents and falsify the records and let those out that's trained in Christian Identity, ADL, Blackwater, law enforcement. And they're going to put them out there and replace the police departments today. That's the plan. This is not speculation. Hitler did it in the 1940s. That's what he did. That's what they, because the felons are behooving to those that release them. They're no longer on the death penalty, and they're free carte blanche to have anything you want. That's why they're having problems with felons today. That's a Freudian slip. With police today, you've got sporadic numbers that are abusing, murdering, killing. And now you put felons in there and get rid of the good guys that runs the really good cops that really want to make a difference. Man, you're going to be targeted. And your fellow, probably a partner, is a Freemason. Man, those cookouts is a bunch of baloney. Because their blood oath to the Freemasonry overrides some cookout that y'all been having for the past couple years. He may even try to get you into the lodge. That way it makes it easier. But if he's not, his blood oath to Lucifer, the lodge, overrides any friendship you've got. And the ones in the Blue Lodge, you're going to be targeted too. Because you've been fooled. You don't know the highest level, what they're up to. I'm telling you what they are. So, now, they targeted Detroit about 20, 25 years ago to take it down by design. It wasn't an accident. Why would Detroit just die all of a sudden? Why'd they do that? Why all of a sudden Detroit just goes down the tubes, man? You think that was by some economic or social problem? Heck no, it wasn't. It was designed and created that way to bring in the aliens. Because you're going to find out that Detroit and Dearborn are infested with Islamic fundamentalism. That was created that way. Now they're saying Detroit visas won't save a seeking city. May the 12th. That was yesterday. So watch this. Having lost more than 1 million people, Detroit has plenty of abandoned buildings. Michigan officials want to fill the space with immigrants. Unquote. I just quoted that. You understand this? I've been screaming this for 3 years. Michigan officials, probably Freemasons at the highest level, want to repopulate Detroit with an aggressive immigration program. Unquote. Now they're telling you what I've been telling people for doggone it. 3 years. A move that critics call misguided and unworkable. So what's it going to need? It's going to need investors, isn't it? Come in, the spider said to the fly. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder opened an office for new Americans with the goal of luring foreign workers and overseas capital to pump up the Motor City. The once bustling metropolis of 1.85 million people has shriveled to 701,000 and falling. I'd say it's pretty cheap property going to be bought up there, wouldn't you? A plan that's done, perfectly completed. Empty neighborhoods. Quote, now Governor Snyder wants to compound that pain by proposing to import 50,000 foreign workers to flood a sinking labor market. Sink in there. Let's sink in. See. Now. A quote by FDR. Let me show you how far back this goes. Part of a quote I read yesterday by FDR, March 4th, 1939. I'm going to read you part of the quote that he said behind closed doors. It was never got out. It was released in 10 years after it said around 1949, 1950. It was given to William G. Carr. He put it in a book called Red Fog Over America. I found it, and I about fell back over when I read it. Lundeen had it in his personal memoirs. I'm going to read you only a part of it. Quote, after he said he's going to destroy the unemployed condition with a war and a war only in 1939, he goes on to say, now listen for the alien issue. He goes on to say, quote, FDR, 1939, March 4th, quote, begin, to hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will destroy, we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. Infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. That's word for word. America has always been, since 1492 by the Illuminati, to be the melting pot of the world, to bring together those cultures to form one culture, as was in the days of Nimrod. I have the evidence right here. Quote, William G. Carr, Red Fog of America, page 223, first edition. After the nations have been merged into an international state, did y'all get that? It's called a one world order. This is 1955. The directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati King Despot of the universe. That's the Satan. Quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. Unquote. That same Brock Chisholm, who was the director of the United World Health Organization in the UN, also said in 1945, when he was director, 1946, director between 46 and 1953, thereabouts. He said, and I quote, in 1946, that's when it all began to target the United States to take us down after World War II is completed. And we massacred Hiroshima and Nagasaki after they were surrendering. Anyway, he said, Brock Chisholm said, I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. They knew it was going to take a generation or two to accomplish this. Even fast-forwarding, and I'm not going to go over it in detail, but fast-forwarding up to about 1977, that's 30 years later, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice under Billy Bob Clinton later, but in 78, when she was Supreme Court judge or a judge, she submitted a U.S. Commission on Civil Rights report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, had five initiatives or more on how to accomplish dismantling the family and patriotism, besides the Rockefeller's feminist movement, was funded. Child Protective Service was designed to steal your children under direction of the International Rights of the Child once it's signed by America, by legislators. It hadn't been signed in 1989 and refused to sign it. Hillary Clinton was disappointed, but she's been working on it ever since. That's why in the news today, you see on a daily basis how children are being abused in the school system, at home, and so forth. So everybody will say, oh, we need the International Rights of the Child signed. That's what that's all about. Convince everybody to get it signed. And when they do that, as I've talked about in previous shows, they have your children. I'm trying to expose this. And I know when it's passed, I'm going to get madder than Dickens. Don't take me a doggone 10-ball peen hammer and just beat a tree to death. You know, I don't know. You know, what do you do? Doggone it, what do you do? You pray for Jesus Christ to get back here and pretty darn quick. And it is time, but I still pray for him to come back quick. Because you have no leaders out there that's going to do this. No leaders are going to change the thing. Rand Paul, they're a part of the problem. Tea Party, they're going to split you all up. Veterans, you've been infiltrated. General Boykin speaks to be on your side, right? No. Him and Rick Joyner both are Knights of Malta. They're not patriots. They're Luciferians. Anyway. Okay. There it is. There's Michigan. There's Detroit setting it all up. They're telling you right here they're going to release 36,000 criminal aliens, and the deportation is now decreased. We got World War III, they say. What a bunch of liars. Grooming in the Ukraine, which is a lie. But everybody's saying it is, but they're totally wrong. They're dead wrong. And that can be proven, too, because I got the plans for World War III. Albert Pike set them up. All I do is read them. He planned it in 1873. World War I, World War II went perfectly as he had planned. No reason to think that World War III won't. It's already in the Bible anyway. His plan, the Bible tells us what's going to happen. All I'm trying to do is tell you how Satan's going to accomplish it. Well, ICE is... details, 36,000 criminal releases. They're reducing the number of troops. And we got World War III brooming? Oh. Put women on frontline units? Oh, that's really going to go over well. Joint Chief of Staff, they know what they're doing. Because they're part of this agenda. Traitors to their own armed services. Total traitors these guys are in Joint Chief of Staff. They briefed the Council of Foreign Relations. They briefed the Illuminati. How come their fellow generals don't call them to task on that? Are they that cowardly that they can't refuse to brief the Illuminati that wants to kill their families and kill them? How come they want to do that for? Is a Stockholm Syndrome going on here? Or are they part of the bloodline or part of the blood oath as well? Amazing stuff. Right there it is, just May 2014. Among the 36,007 criminal aliens, 193 homicide convictions, one willful killing of a public official with gun, 426 sexual assault convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions, 1,075 aggravated assault convictions, 1,160 stolen vehicles, 9,187 dangerous drug convictions, 16,070 drunk or drugged driving convictions, 303 flight escape convictions going to be released. Anybody making any call against that? No. Not a word. I found many articles. I said, it got to be some deportation decreases in 2014. Y'all see a problem here? I do. I see a big one. It's called Helter Skelter. That's another story. Family, y'all better do some praying. You really do. Here you got another article came out. Evidence Shroud of Turin is a real mount-up. New study shows Man of Shroud had dislocated arms. Family, that's not remotely Jesus. That's Sanan de Manuel or somebody looking. You'll find in the Bible that Jesus wasn't fully wrapped in clothing. He had a head cover separated from the body. Right there blows a shroud, right? How come they don't know this? Instead of spending all that money to test it, all you got to do is read the Bible. It tells you that the head wasn't fully wrapped up. So how to get cloth? How'd the cloth get all burned like that in 3D when it wasn't even on his face in the first place? Because nobody brings this stuff up. Oh, I'm sorry, they don't read the Bible. Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot. Now, remember I talked about the drugs? Oh, here's a good one. A Florida man demands the right to wed his porno computer. Now, this is not a tabloid. It's another action. They're trying to mock God's Institute of Marriage. A woman married her doggone dog. A man married his dog. Well, that would make the dog gone, wouldn't it? It wouldn't. He wouldn't have had his dog. Oh, boy. Now a Florida man is testing the service, testing the legal system. Oh, this is serious. This is not a tabloid. This is not a nickel, it'd be a quarter now, a quarter magazine off the rack. This is a real bona fide legal beagle court case. He wants to marry his computer. Has pornography on it. Of course, the judge turned it down, but the ACLU will try again. Oh, did you hear what I said? Yeah, okay. This is all part of Sodom and Gomorrah. All they got to do is get it passed. Here's scientists developing, it's about a year old, but scientists developing anti-suicide nasal spray. My regular listeners, you've heard my dissertation on the suicides being orchestrated. The military has been testing out anti-suicide nasal spray. Joint Chief of Staff must be sitting on their hands and eating a lot of donuts. That wouldn't work, would it? They'd have to dip and duck on it, wouldn't they? This is pathetic. There's articles in Army Times talks about anti-suicide nasal spray. That would be antidepressant, was it not? Up the nose to solve the suicides? Suicides are being orchestrated by the very psychotropic drugs are being given. And the voice-to-skull technology. Yeah, they hear voices, but it's microwave technology. It's not unusual. It goes back 30 years ago. Your husband, your son, your daughter, they live in that silence of hearing those voices that they can't tell you about. because they think it's them going crazy or the post-traumatic stress, and it's not. It's technology messing around with their heads. The psychotropic drugs enhances it. They can hypnotize your daughter, wife, son, whatever, by targeting their DNA sequencing code, signature, the microchip that's implanted in their nose, septal implants, lawsuit, 7,800 lawsuits against DOD for this septal implant. Well, through the implant, they can talk to them. It's like a connection. It's like a microchip of sort that you can't hardly see. It connects the brain with the ELF transmission, the electromagnetic energy. They can hear voices like you would hear an MP3 player. So when they sleep, you'd have an expert hypnotist give them a cue, and that's how they kill and don't know why, or they kill themselves. The autopsy, they make sure the chip is taken out. So all they're doing with this, Joint Chief of Staff, man, you're about the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. I'm almost convinced now that somehow or another, when you get to maybe colonel, that they do a lobotomy on your head. Suicide in the family continues to haunt the survivors, and scientists developing anti-suicide nasal spray. That's almost pathetic. It's silly. It's ridiculous. Well, I did a little research. You know what I found? Watch this. Marijuana nasal spray is here, unquote. Bingo. And now they have smoking cigarettes, nicotine free basing with those electronic cigarettes. They wear right underneath their neck. They got like a necklace kind of thing. So when they want to, they just come up and puff on that, what I call a portable water pipe. Run by batteries, like they had in the 60s and 70s. Now you got your own portable water pipe. And now they're going to put marijuana in it, make it legal. You see how they're developing this right under your noses? Oh, no pun intended there. How about that, huh? You know what the marijuana does? Well, the Indians knew about it, knew about peyote. When you smoke at the piece of pipa, well, it's not just tobacco they're smoking there, fellas and ladies. It's a part of the weed that makes you high, because when you get high like that, you're more open to telling the truth. It's called a truth serum of sort. But that's not the only reason. The marijuana, the drugs of any type, is abomination to God. So they entice you with these reports that it reduces cancer and all this other thing. They make it illegal to make you want to get it, because if it's illegal, it must be true. That's how they do it. So they get you to smoke marijuana. Now that's legal. Oh, that's really going to go well. Being facetious. The drugs breaks down your conscious control, thereby allowing possession of demonic entities. It's like yoga. Astral travel, that's what it leads to. Family, this is so deep, but it's actually true. It's biology, it's physics, it's chemistry. And it works, and this is what they're doing, to medicate. As a matter of fact, you know how far back this goes? It goes back to the year 1900. Yeah, I did my research. Oh, I did. Remember I told you about mixing the races? They've got their mixture of races and the DNA, and they're going to protect that culture. World War III is going to be designed to wipe out everybody else, except for their New Atlantis culture, of integrated culture, back to where it was in Nimrod's days. By mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. Well, there's another part to this plan that goes back to 1900 I didn't tell you. I'm going to tell you now that it's time. The next step, quote, Red Fog Over America, the next step in the diabolical plan will be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters. This is to be accomplished by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since 1900, as was told previously. Fluoridation fits perfectly into this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. Remember I talked about HPV? Reduces births? Quote, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and want are brought about by diabolical controls. Unquote. Ba-da. Bingo. This is being carried on. Marijuana nasal spray is the target. They got to get you there little by little. And they have accomplished that. Now they do is make it legal. Come out with a marijuana nasal spray. And boy, they're going to jump on that like gravy on a biscuit. Somebody gave me an article. I've been talking about this too. I find this kind of funny, but that everything I've been talking about all of a sudden started coming out the past 3 weeks or past month. Anyway, here and there. Quote, preachers ignorant of impending day of the Lord due to prosperity in modern Bible translations, unquote. And like John MacArthur, quote, pastors tell their congregations, you can take the mark of the beast and still be saved. Outrage. Lies, MacArthur. God will judge you, John MacArthur, and all the others of you that sell these lies to your congregation. What's wrong with these people, family? What's wrong with them? Well, the coup alert, they've tried it since 1932, military coup of the U.S. government, 1932, 1960s, 1972, Nixon, 1984, 87, Reagan, Oliver North, Giafrida, Operation Northwoods. Never happened. Not for the lack of trying, but God's in control. 1990s, 1999. So this is nothing unusual. Another military coup. Matter of fact, I just told you about the one that FDR was planning that was never exposed. General Cushman was going to have a unit from LAPD to assassinate Spiro Agnew. Use that to predicate the bombings days after and blame it on the left. And then declare martial law and dictatorship. General Cushman was to send 10,000 U.S. Marines into D.C., surround it. And Schlesinger had heard about this and actually investigated. I found in other information of moving the 82nd Airborne against the Marines in D.C. in 1972-73 if Nixon had had this done. You won't find a lot of this in history, but I've got the evidence for it. In reports, you find it in the magazines, you'll find it in newspapers, and you have to do a little searching, but it's there. So, cool alert, Operation American Spring is a trap. I was talking about this for past, I guess, several months ago. Now they're coming out and saying it. May the 12th, 2013, that was yesterday. Tuesday, May the 13th, President Obama will award the Medal of Honor to former Army Sergeant Kyle White at the White House. He allegedly risked his life to save fellow service members during a 2-7 ambush in Afghanistan. 3 days later, on Friday, March 16th, retired Colonel Riley will lead a march of thousands of patriots to D.C. to remove Obama Biden, Reid, McConnell, Boehner, Pelosi, and Attorney General Holder from office. Now, what they don't know is removing Biden, Reid, this is like taking out the shoe shiners and the floor sweepers out of the mall. You see, that's all they are. Pelosi, Boehner, these are nothing but throwaways. Holder, they're nothing, man. They can be replaced in 24 hours. It's another facade. I wonder if Colonel Raleigh knows this. God forbid he's part of it. It accomplishes nothing. Absolutely nothing. So when Patriots march tomorrow, or the 16th, goodness, the 16th, that's 3 days from now, they will have their facial software, facial recognition software, to identify who's there. Now, will they start a military coup? Will they actually start a riot? Who knows how far they'll go with this? I've already mentioned, and they're coming out with it in the news as well, that all they got to do is target a march. I don't have that article in front of me right now. I'm not sure exactly where it was. I've got it hidden away here somewhere. Where they can target a crowd, like a flash mob or something, with ELF transmission, and cause them to riot because of about 11 hertz of transmission, 11 hertz of ELF transmission, will cause that march to riot. They can do that in the state, a flash mob in a grid square, or an individual. I don't know if they're going to do it this time or not. I have no idea. I just know that they're going to identify who's going to march in that, and it has been set up for a trap. Well, shoot, now they're coming out and telling you. This American Spring. A test was over in the Middle East. Arab Spring. And then the Rockefeller formed the Wall Street March sometime after that. That was funded by the Rockefellers anyway, against the bankers. They funded that to see who'd show up and to give an example. Test it out. See how far people would go. Mm-mm-mm. What do you do, you know? All I can do is this little old broadcast here. It's just tell people about it. You're going to have, I've been saying this all along, May the 10th, 2014. I've been saying for a couple years now that you veterans group, your tea parties, all these guys that really think, you know, you're doing the right thing and all that sort of thing. You've been infiltrated. Now they're coming out with it. May the 10th. Countdown to Operation American Spring. FBI moles, lies, honey traps abound. Man, they're telling you. On May the 16th, Operation American Spring will begin. The event's organizers have been calling up for 30 million people to go to D.C. to demand that Congress impeach Barack Hussein Obama and do some housekeeping of their own. Don't they understand that that's impossible to actually accomplish when they all work together? Do they understand the impeaching history of what really happens in impeaching? Impeach a corporation president is all you're doing. If they go along with this, it's just part of another setup. There are no good guys in this at all. None. It's to push our buttons to see how far we'll go. That's all it's for. No mention of God here. Oh, they claim they're Christians and all that, but they have no idea what's really involved. Well, there it is. Quote, "The Truth Is Viral had originally taken a stand against Operation American Spring," quote, "back in January when investigation aided by Patriot broadcasters," gives two names, "revealed that Major General Paul Valley, an uber neocon and Tea Party darling, had once co-authored a paper for the Army on how to use mind control techniques to influence crowds ranging in size from unruly street mobs to the populations of entire countries, with Colonel Michael Aquino. Colonel Michael Aquino is the founder of the Satanic Temple of Set. Family, he works at the Pentagon. He has for decades and decades and decades. He's just another version, the satanic version of Brzezinski. You got the one, right? It's easier to control a million. It's easier to kill a million than it is to control a million people. That Brzezinski. Zbigniew Brzezinski. There we go. Oh, there it is. That's what they're doing. You've heard me tell you. Oh, man. This is so bad. People are so lost. They include the Bundy Ranch. Emboldened by the stunning victory at the Bundy Ranch, where armed militia forced federal agents to turn tail and run. What a bunch of baloney. Family, they didn't turn tail and run. It was on cue to retreat. On cue to give the militia and the American people that's involved in this a false sense of security. It's all designed for that purpose. To give them that bravery. To give them that courage. To break them so they'll march into D.C. and think, well, we've done something. We've made them run. Family, y'all don't know about the Spetsnaz. And the Chinese military is already here. They're just waiting. You see? And they got the military out in different places in the world. Mixed with women and men, frontline units. Homosexuals and straight in the same forces. People are not counting the cost here. They're sleeping. They're not understanding that you're being led to an ambush. You see, I don't have any flagpoles. I can run this up. I guess I got a YouTube I could talk, but, you know, what are people going to do? The Bundys work for the Illuminati. Bundys are Illuminati. Against their own fellow ranchers. Boy, oh boy. So I was trying to find some snippets here. I got a full article about this that I pulled out. Right now you've got Muslims in Detroit. Chinese owns Idaho and foreign trade zones throughout the United States. Sovereign Chinese territory. Arizona for the fake Jews to come over and take over after they kill off all the old folks over there in Arizona. Detroit, unemployment rate, moving people out to move the immigrants in. Family, all this is planned out around a round table, planning decades, generations ahead. Slowly creeping them, called the boiling frog. You know, a frog will stay in the water, cold water, on a heater, until it gets too hot and he's cooked. He won't jump out. But you throw the frog in hot water, he's going to jump out anyway. He's going to try to get the dickens out of there if he can. But you put him in the cold water and just turn the heat up slowly, he won't leave until he dies. He just stay right there. That's what they're doing. Now, your high-level secret society members might as well say we're committing suicide because they're going to die. They've been targeted. And they're giving them a false sense of security. They're giving them a false sense that you all are going to be saints in the New World Order. We're going to use you to lead the way. And they are slap dab lying to them, one side up, down the other. Into the point of these so-called time travelers or aliens behind these underground bases. The so-called alien races are demons. Now, some of you people down there, you already know this, don't you? But you're too chicken-hearted to do anything about it. You don't know Jesus, so you're going to let it happen anyway. They're going to close off those deep underground military bases, and there will be a mass slaughter under the ground, and you all never know about it. So this thing about the elite going underground and all that, oh yeah, but that's going to be their grave. They don't know that yet, but it's going to happen once this thing is released. Yeah, buddy, war in the heavens. That's what leads us to the war in the heavens. I think this one named Quayle, whatever, he wrote some kind of book, Angel Wars. It's a lot of baloney. God's angels do not need UFOs. That's the most ridiculous, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. God's angels never have needed UFOs. It didn't have UFOs in the time of Daniel. It didn't have UFOs when the angel spoke to Mary and said, name your son Jesus. Nothing about the UFO in the Bible. So all of a sudden, God's angels require UFOs, and yet people buy the stupid book, Angel Wars. Now, the fallen angels, that's a different story. They're going to use technology. They can take the shape of UFOs. They did in the 40s and 50s. They can change their shape when they want to. So the idea is to falsify it and to come in as aliens. Because that's what you and I are going to believe, supposedly. Sanan de Emmanuel, the false prophet, brought in by lie killers, the Antichrist. Mark of the Beast is like a, on the forehead, is like a connected 666 and three circles around the head. It's a Wicca symbol of sort. A curly thing on the end of three times, three of them, which equals 666 and some kind of a appearance. Look up Lie Killers. Lie Killers is a YouTube, looks like it's a YouTube presentation of the ones that's bringing the Antichrist, the real one. It's called Lie Killers. And the Mark of the Beast, Mark of God, they call it. You'll find it very similar to a Wicca symbol. These preachers out here are failing at their job. They're not warning people of what's coming. But the war in heaven, I talked about some yesterday, will be this UFO against UFO, good aliens against bad aliens, and they'll bad aliens will lose, of course, just like they do in any script. And the one named Sananda, or Disclosure, will come down and say, we have won. We ran out the Illuminati. We've got the bankers on the run, the reptilians, all this other silly nonsense. And David Icke, who's a new ager, mentored by, who was the guy that mentored David Icke? Oh, I just lost his name on top of my head. I've been speaking top of my head for the past hour and a half. I can't think of his name right now. He's a new ager also. I'll think of it in a minute. But David Icke, he's there to tell you 80% truth, just like Jones and Ventura and all the rest of them, but not telling you the full 20%. The dialectic that they're presenting to you. When you see this war in heaven, it's not the war in heaven in the Bible. The war in heaven in the Bible, you'll not be able to see. It'll be supernatural. The naked eye won't be able to see this one around mid-tribulation. That's when Satan, his fallen angels, the sons of God of the Old Testament, after Nimrod, will be cast out of the second heaven onto earth. He'll come down here in full fury. He knows his time is short. Maxwell, Jordan Maxwell, was the mentor for David Icke. He mentored the boy. Jordan Maxwell. He's not a Christian. He's a New Ager, like Tessarion and Woodcock and Camelot and all these others, to bring you and prepare you for this New Age movement. prepare you for the lie about Sinan Emanuel and all that. You know, Jordan Maxwell, pretend Christian, not at all Christian at all, none. Mentor David Icke, soccer player. This is how they do it, even in Europe. Now, I talked yesterday, part one, about the war in heaven. I don't need to go over it twice, but it talks about the real war in heaven is around the fifth or sixth seal. That's when the second heaven, there's three of them. Now, if you want to get it, you'll get part of yesterday. But there's three heavens in the Bible. Third heaven, Paul was taken to, whether in the body or out of the body. He says, I don't know. But he was taken to the third heaven. Then the first heaven is talked about also in the Bible. That's the earth, prince of the air. And the second heaven in between is the known universe. It's where Satan and the fallen angels reside on these planets. They can do that in their supernatural form. So there's no aliens like you do on TV and like Independence Day. Remember that stupid movie? I used to like it till I learned the truth. It's just more manipulation. That's where they reside. And through sacrifice of human beings, through rituals, witchcraft, Wesak festival, UN meetings when they're required, they're invoked into this realm, either by channeling or by actual physical invocation. Satan is not confined to the bottomless pit or lake of fire and brimstone at this time. He is free to roam in the air until Jesus comes back in the second coming. After Jesus comes back, Satan is then thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years in the millennium reign, and then eventually in the lake of fire after the battle of Gog and Magog at the end of 1,000 years. So what happens in the event is that Satan is cast from the second heaven down to the first, which is our earth. And the Bible says that Satan really gets mad at that point. And I talked about that yesterday. He knows his time is short when he's cast out. He can no longer go back and forth. He has no longer an audience with God. It's Jude 2:6 and in Jude it talks about. So as I got to it yesterday, Satan knows that when he's cast down to earth, the Bible says that this is, from this point on, that he knows his time is short. He's going to wreak as much havoc as he can. But he's going to be real busy. It's called the seven trumpets of judgment of God. God's going to give all of us an incredible history lesson at that point. When Satan merges with the Antichrist, mid-tribulation, that means incarnated, that means to take possession of that body, and the false prophet to cause as much destruction as they possibly can for the last 3.5 years. Now, if the church is raptured about mid-tribulation, if it is, then he'll have full carte blanche on this earth. The Nephilim will also come out. Man is basically not good. We're sinners. We're all sinners. People believe that we don't need God in our lives. You would not believe how much restraint that he's given of the evil that wants to come inside you, that wants to attack you. You have no idea. People have no clue. We think that we can create our own utopia on our earth through our own human efforts. That's never been accomplished, and it never will. We all need God through Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, it's going to take the tribulations to get people to understand that. It's like just like my starting song says, it's going by the book. And war broke out in the heaven, and Michael and his archangels fought against the dragon. And the dragon and the angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found of them in the heaven any longer. So the great dragon who was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast down to the earth. His angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and who dwell with him. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time. Now when the dragon, that's Satan, saw that he had been cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman, that's the church, who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and time and a half from the presence of the serpent. Now, is this a rapture, or is this just moving supernaturally those is protected in a dome of protection of some sort? In a place of protection. I don't know. That's God's business. So the serpent spewed water out of the mouth like a flood after a woman, that it might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth, swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. That's the wrath of Satan coming down, but he's protected. Greater is he in you than is in the world. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, the church. He went to make war with the rest of her offspring who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The woman mentioned here is Israel. The male child that they referred to gave birth to Jesus. The woman Israel is given under the protection of the great eagle after Satan is cast down upon the earth. This is not the United States. The United States is not even mentioned. We're but a puff in the wind. The protection is for a time and times and a half. We already know that this stands for 3.5 years of the prophecy. And this prophecy is of Daniel, talking about one of articles you'll find different places, referring to the great from the wrath of God. Well, some people take that eagle to mean it's the United States, but it's not the United States. Let's see here. So now, I want to talk a little bit about WESOC. And I may end up talking about that tomorrow in more detail. I want to put together an exposure package on WESOC Festival. So I think tomorrow might be a better time to cover that in detail. I do want to remind you all about tonight's Bible study. We'll talk tonight, 7:30 to 9, Eastern Standard Time. And also I want to remind you all that we're played out, broadcasting Bible studies, highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net. up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays us. And also in KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network out in Colorado. He plays us simulcast there. We're also played there. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And we also have a, what we call Facebook. We have a Facebook going on as well. And you're welcome to join that as well. We're coming up about another 10 minutes for the end of the program. And I want you all to, well, when you all come in again tomorrow, go to TalkStream Live. TalkStreamLive.com, and then you hit that green bar. The green bar that's side of my picture. And this will give me an idea who's coming around to visit and where we stand among everybody else. That's all that's for. Make sure I'm getting out. But I see the end times events slowly but surely coming into fruition. But little by little, and once it gets all set up, it's all going to happen in one day. It'll all take place. You need to be ready. Because you're going to be real busy about this time. Very busy. And part of it is hopefully you'll be witnessing to other people. That's what I see happening at some point. So that means you got to be ready to witness to others. You count yourself ready to do that? You count yourself ready to witness to those that are seeking desperately to become born again when they finally realize that this is real? Are you prepared for that? I want to cover that this week in my Bible studies. I have before. And I want to cover that, start giving you all steps. And you can find it on my website, on the archives. And you can actually write down the steps if you have to. And practice it, because you're going to be real busy when all this takes place. And are you ready for it? Have you been thinking about it? Because it will happen very quickly. You know, when I was talking about the woman and talking about the eagle, the faithful Jewish remnant is given two wings of a great eagle, and enabling it to escape quickly to the wilderness hideout. Not talking about the United States, who's there, but we're talking about Israel. Some people have conjectured in this that the wings speak of a great air force. There's a remnant that's cared for and protected from the serpent's attacks for 3.5 years, a time, times, and half a time. But it's hard to say what this eagle is really talking about. You know, it won't be the United States. We're going to be really busy during this period of time, trying to keep our head, no pun intended, above water. But some protection for those in Israel, for that remnant in Israel, will be protected. What protects you, even in death, is taking Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's your protection, even in death. Not having no fear of death. Easy said, huh? But if you don't feel yourself to be born again, then you're going to fear death immensely. Start thinking about that. Now, we're coming to the end of the program here for this final part of the program. And you all can send email to me if you like, or ask questions or comments if you'd like to. But normally I don't even have chat or anything like that, because I very seldom have guests. I just run the program a little differently than most do, I guess. But I go into a dialogue, I listen to the Holy Spirit to tell me what I got to say. And there's times I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes I make the title up on this recording that I have, and sometimes I got to change the title of it. I'll let the Holy Spirit guide me. I want to talk about tomorrow in more detail. I'm going to work on it tonight to make sure it's together. And I got to do that on this one. Is that we suck. And give you the snippets of it and what it really involves. And how it initiates the new group of world servers. These are the ones that run the world. It goes way beyond Bohemian Grove. And very few people are exposing this WESOC. I think it needs to be exposed for what it is. Just like they exposed Bohemian Grove, we need to expose WESOC Festival. And it just really gripes me they put the last name Festival on it, because that way it takes away the sting. Oh, it's just a festival, man. I like the big turkey wings and funnel cakes. Well, they don't have that there. Well, they got the tarot card readings, and everybody walks around dressed like medieval times and all this sort of thing. I call it Woodstock on steroids on the outside. But on the inside, your fallen angels attend this WESOC festival and have every year. Saint Germain, Amoria, Sanand Emmanuel, Kathumi. These are fallen angels, family, that's invoked in this meeting. This festival for a week or so. It's got a couple more days to the 14th, I believe. That's very interestingly enough, close to the Arab Spring March coming up the 16th. When these disasters happen, that's what they were for. The ferry, the fires in California, the water in Alabama and Florida, the tornadoes Midwest, the avalanche of Earth, in Afghanistan, killed 2,100 some odd people. Those were disasters created for that purpose. Now, my regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. If you're new, well, I'm sorry. I can't explain right now. But I owe this to my other regular listeners, and that's what that was for. Preparing for the WESOC. These demonic entities can manifest through destruction and pain they cause. Happened all the way since Nimrod and even before, called Sacrifice of Humans. 9-1-1 was planned in 1966 by Freemasons, Jesuits, Druids, to invoke the power of darkness. A Masonic dedication of the World Trade Center was September 11th, 1966. That coincides with a great spiritual awakening they had planned in 1966. A lot happened in 1966. We were supposed to have a military coup in 1962, 64. Yeah. See how that works? Family, I'm going to go ahead and go here. Helps to stop it. But tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And tomorrow, 4 to 6. We got broadcast, and we'll hit the ground running. You know what I like about having my own network? I can play my own songs, my own interviews that I find. I interject them. I can do whatever I want to for the time being. Family, appreciate y'all coming by. We had a nice crowd today. And tomorrow, y'all come back. Tonight, 7:30 Bible study. You're welcome. And we'll hit the ground running. So y'all have a great night. Thank you. God bless. Good night. This is the Watchman. Signing off. Once I sign off, the website will continue its 24-hour loop that I have my other shows. And they're up to date. This will be up before I even know it. So have a good night. God bless. Watchman signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.